Deva
Reading Canto 1 of Chapter 3, Krishna, the Source of All Incarnations, Text 34. Oh, you did 34 yesterday?
No, 36.
Huh? I was here. When did I miss?
Last time we read 3 verses.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday we read 1. And today is 36.
Today is 36, Savahidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Savahidam
Vishvam Amogalila.
Savahidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Jatya Vratyati Asajate Smin. Sri Jatya Vratyati Na Sajate Smin. Uteshu chantarnita atmatantra.
Uteshu chantarnita atmatantra.
Uteshu chantarnita atmasantantra.
Uteshu chantarnita atmatantra.
Tantra. Tantra. No, tantra. He was the second. Tad vargikam jigdha. Arti sadgunesha,
sadvargikam jigarti
sadgunesha, sadvargikam jigarti sadgunesha,
sadvargikam jigarti
sadgunesha, savayidam vishvam amogalila,
savayidam vishvam amogalila,
Shijatya vatyati nasajate svin. Uteshu chantarita atmatantra.
Uteshu chantarita atmatantra.
Sadvargikam jigarti sadgunesha.
Sadvargikam jigarti sadgunesha.
Savaidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Savaidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Shijata Vatya Atina Sajatasmin.
Shijatya
Vatya Atina
Sajatasmin. Uteshu Chanta Hita Atma Tantra.
Uteshu Chanta Hita Atma Tantra.
Sadvagikam Jiti Grati Sat Gunesha.
Sadvagikam Jigarati Gunesha.
Savaidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Savaidam Vishvam Amogalila.
Jatya Vatyatina Sajatyasmin.
Jatya Vatyatina Sajatyasmin.
Uteshu Chantrita Atma Tantra.
Uteshu Chantrita Atma Tantra.
Sadvagikam Jigrati Sadgunesha.
Sadvagikam Jagita Sadgunesha.
Savaidam
Vishvam Amogalila.
Srijatya
Vatyatina Sajjate Smin.
Uteshu
Chantarita Atmatantra.
Sadvagikam
Jigrati Sadgunesha. The Supreme Lord.
The Supreme Lord.
Alternatively.
Alternatively.
Idam.
This.
Vishvam. Manifested universes.
Manifested universes.
Amogalila.
Amogalila.
One whose activities are spotless.
One whose activities are spotless.
Shrijati.
Shrijati.
Creates.
Avatiyati.
Avatiyati. Maintains and annihilates.
Maintains and annihilates.
Na.
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 Sajate is affected by
Asmin,
in them, Utesu,
in
all living beings,
Cha,
also,
Antarhita,
living within,
Atmatantra,
self-independent, Sattvargikam.
Sattvargikam.
Endowed with all the potencies of his opulences.
Endowed with all the potencies of his opulences.
Jigharati.
Jigharati.
Superficially attached.
Superficially attached.
Like smelling a fragrance.
Like smelling a fragrance.
Sakuna
Ishaha. Sakuna
Ishaha. Master of the six senses.
Master of the six senses.
Translation. Purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shripa. The Lord whose activities are always spotless is the master of the six senses and is fully omnipotent with six opulences. He creates and manifested universes, maintains them and annihilates them without being in the least affected. He is within every living being and is always independent. Responsibly, the Lord.
Lord,
whose activities are always spotless,
whose activities are always spotless,
is the master of the six senses,
is the master of the six senses,
and is fully omnipotent,
and is fully omnipotent,
with six opulences,
with six opulences.
He creates the manifested universes,
he creates the manifested universes,
maintains them,
maintains them,
and annihilates them,
and annihilates them,
without being in the least affected,
without being in the least affected.
He is within every living being.
He is in every living being.
And is always independent.
And is always independent.
The fourth. The prime difference between the Lord and the living entity is that the Lord is the creator and the living entities are the created. Here, he is called Amogha Lila, which indicates that there is nothing lamentable in his creation. Those who create disturbance in his creation are themselves disturbed. He is transcendental to all material affection because he is full with all six opulences, namely wealth, power, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation, and thus he is the master of all of the senses. He creates these manifested universes in order to reclaim the living beings who are within them, suffering threefold miseries, maintains them, and in due course annihilates them without being the least affected by such actions. He is connected with this matter, with this material creation. His connection with this material creation is very superficial, as one smells odor without being connected with the odorous article. Non-godly elements, therefore, can never approach him despite all endeavors. Mujyanati miranda syaja bhagavasulakayam chakshirismiritam jena tasmai shiranemaha shi chaitanya madhavistam shabitam jena bhutale shayamu pakaramaya dadati shvapadantikam vardeham shi guru shi gata varakavala shi guru vaishnavamsha shi rupam Sagrajatam, Sagararaganatam, Vitam, Sajivam, Sadvaitam, Sadarutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha, Krishna Padam, Saganalalita, Shri Vishakavitam, Sha, Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu, Nila Bandhu Jagatpate, Gopisha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostate, Gauravi, Radhe, Vinda, Vinishari, This is the answer to the question how Krishna stealing the gopis from the young, stealing the clothing of the young gopis, that he is a Amogha Lila. So whatever activities he does are perfectly pure without contamination. So he's simply reciprocating. The gopis want to love Krishna in that way. They want to please him by offering their selves, their bodies, their spiritual bodies. Then Krishna accepts that and reciprocates. So that's their desire. They were praying to have Krishna as their husband. So therefore they Krishna accepted that desire because it was pure. They wanted to be Krishna's husband not just for their sense gratification but to please Krishna. So similarly with all the activities of the Lord, people try to find fault with the activities of the Lord. actually are faultless. They may look like, from external view, from ill-informed view or conclusion. It's like sometimes Krishna is criticized, oh, why did he encourage Arjuna to fight battle Kurukshetra? Like these, what are they called? I went to their meeting last Sunday. Quakers, they're pacifists. So they have a lady I was talking to, she was saying, oh no, we're against any war. So they'd be against Krishna. Because Krishna was encouraging Arjuna to fight. So there are many like that who criticize Krishna, Krishna's activities. Because they don't know theology, proper theology, science of God. They don't know Krishna's internal reasons why he's doing it. The reasons are very clear. He wanted to, Yudhisthira should be the emperor. He was due to be the emperor. It was his right. He was born as the eldest son of Pandu, who was the king. It was his right to be the emperor of the whole Hastinapur, or that whole area, actually for the whole world. But at least but he was cheated out of his rightful kingdom by Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana and company. So Krishna, or the Pandavas, were ready to make a compromise, but Duryodhana wouldn't give as much land as he could drive with a needle. Therefore, there was no alternative except to fight. There are six kinds of aggressors. One who comes to take the land, like these Quakers. If they, when they, World War II, the Germans were invading, the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, so what were we supposed to do? Just say, oh no, that's okay, you can have this land, you can take. No, they had to fight. So, it was like that. Six kind of aggressors, one who comes to take the land, one who kidnaps the wife, one who administers poison, one who attacks with a deadly weapon, plunders a well. We can't meet that with force to protect. So one class of men has to be trained up to give that kind of protection. Not that everyone necessarily has to become violent, but at least the martially spirited should be protected against the unlawful aggressors. And so Arjuna was such a man, and therefore he was duty-bound to act according to his dharma, his kshatriya dharma, when there was due cause for defending the aggressor who was stealing the land. So people don't understand this. But it is not practical, because in their own lives, even if their young daughter is being attacked or something, they're going to protest, they're going to try to stop. So it's not practical. But of course, their point is right, that in the sense that violence causes so much disturbance in the world, and therefore it would be nice if it would just, violence was removed altogether. But that's a sentiment. Violence is there. We have to deal with it properly, according to religious principles. So therefore, it behooves us to learn what are the religious principles and to teach others what are religious principles, so that God will be pleased. Then we can have a peaceful atmosphere. You want peace, but you don't accept the peace formula. Peace formula is that God is the proprietor of everything. They're fighting over this, but we should recognize that. He's the actually enjoyer, the proprietor, the friend of everyone. And if we put him in the center, then we can hope for peace. So at least we can do it in our own life, in our own society. Prabhupada created this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, to give us a field where we can show that these principles work. We can cooperate together in a harmonious way, peaceful way, everyone, if they take up this formula. And we can show that. That's our main preaching. Of course, we're distributing our books, and we're going and telling people to chant Hare Krishna. But if we don't show by our own conduct, our own interaction with the devotees, that this is a joyful way to live, then people won't be, they're going to think, well, what's the use? These books are not practical. Because I don't see how it's working. These devotees are simply quarreling with each other, envious of each other. And so, we have to first of all set the example. And then we have to preach to other devotees also. Stop being envious. Let's cooperate for Prabhupada. This is Prabhupada's move. In other words, we should, Prabhupada says, no, Prabhupada, Krishna says, the first preaching should be to the devotees. Why does he say that? Rupa Nuga. Why should we, first of all, preach to the devotees?
In order to make devotees pure so that they can preach with their example.
Yeah, that's good. Good answer. So we shouldn't be afraid to preach. Oh, he's a devotee, I can't tell him anything. No. If the devotee is acting improperly, we should be straightforward. This is what it means to be a devotee. Sadhu Bhakti Siddhanta said, one who flatters me, he is my enemy. But the sadhu, he won't flatter me. He'll give me proper teaching. But we're so, like the karmi, we're so worried that somebody won't like me, so we're afraid to speak straightforwardly. No, we should. But if the devotees don't appreciate our straightforward presentation, then that's their problem. We should present the things as they are in a straightforward way. Now we have to see that we don't create disturbance unnecessarily, but we should learn how to be discriminating and to give transcendentally to discriminate and to preach. This is the first is practice, of course, but then when we're practicing nicely, then the preaching will come. Because we'll be feeling it. If we're practicing nicely, then we'll feel that this is the right thing. This is really working. And therefore, we want to share it with others. So preaching is important, is the most important, I mean, of our external things that we do. Internally, we have to chant Hare Krishna and keep ourselves fit. But as soon as that, and then actually the missionary spirit will come. As soon as we're feeling enlightened by the process, we're going to want to tell other people about it. Okay, anything else? You snoring? Okay, Shri Bhagavatam Ki. So speaking about preaching, did you speak to Marjorie? Not Manjari.